10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
And when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
Memphis, Tennessee. Back at it. Ciao, baby. Where to start? I know where to start. There was a 80th birthday party for Jimmy Crosswaith whilst I was gone, and Paul Snowflake Taylor from DDT and Sons of Mudboy, etc., Amy LeVere and that. That's a good name for a band, and that. Amy LeVere and that. You can have it. Paul released a collaboration with Jimmy Crosswaith, and I'm going to get it queued up right quick.
Studies show a high correlation between sensory blocking, now largely neglected, and intelligence. There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom. Written.
Start her off.
No, you do.
Seattle Food Bank line with John and Dorothy in the alley next to Wino Park. In Wino Park, in the bright sunlight, the various winos stop and start like electrical toys. Dense and weirdly wired, but newly painted bright colors by the bright sunlight. One on crutches blunders out of the jerking crowd and lurches across the green grass of Wino Park. He comes to a halt on the eastern sidewalk beside a fine new car parked on the street. at a meter whose red flag jumps up. Leaning on one crutch, wielding the other as a bat, he hammers the windshield. As he turns, he trips, falling to the sidewalk with a clatter of crutches. A blue car stops and out pop two blue cops waving sticks. This professional team of beetle black shoes levitates the fallen tramp and shoves him into the blue car's back seat. The crutches are flung in the trunk. In the alley near the end of our line, the white detox van rolls to a stop beside Prince Valium, who naps under the shelter of a green ping pong tabletop, which leans legless against the alley fence. His stocking feet, white with red sports stripes, sticks out. From the van comes a man known as Dutch. He is dressed all in white and a smile. With a white tennis shoe, he nudges awake the napping tramp, and with a leash which he weaves out of little white lies, leads him into the open hatch in the back of the van that's already ripe with a previous catch. We hear Dutch exclaim ere he drives out of sight to deposit his snoring fish into the big detox box on Minor near Pike, that he's so sorry to have interrupted our ping pong tournament. Our whole line laughs to hear such a joke. Now our line starts to move into the gloom of the food bank garage, where we are each given a large paper sack containing several free lunches by a large, gloomy woman with a strange accent that John explains as Lithuanian on lithium. Avoiding the bright sunlight of Wino Park, we exit up the alley of the shadows on a fist of dark green weeds which is punched through the asphalt lies a clear plastic bag of oatmeal that someone has dropped. We do not stop to pick it up, but leave it for the rats to tear into after dark.
Just out this week on Bandcamp, Jimmy Crossway and Paul Taylor.
When my blues leave me, Well, my troubles just begin. Mr. So-and-so, you can have your way, but baby, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Seem like everything I do, baby, everything I do is wrong.
There is a time to dig, there is a time to dig up the dead, a time to cut away the surface, the sweet green grass and the pink and white flowers, finicky in the fresh morning breeze. There is a time to get down, to hack at the clay with a pick, to lift the back-aching dirt with a rusty shovel, to lift big rocks, barehanded, fingers bleeding. A time to chop through the roots of trees with a Boy Scout hatchet. Salt sweat stings your eyes and the air smells bad. Dead. At sunset, your pick hits the casket. The sound is final. Dead. It's going to be a nightmare in there. You imagine the worst. Bones smirking through rotten flesh. Busy phosphorescent maggots. But you go on anyway. Because you can't turn back. With a childish prayer and a crowbar, you pry open the lid of the casket. Inside, a nice surprise. Inside, there is nothing but a diamond. A crystal as big as a Civil War cannonball. It shines from within. It dazzles your eyes. Like afternoon sunshine blazing on the Mississippi River, once upon a time between Memphis and Natchez. It must be worth millions. You carry it home in a brown paper sack. It sits somewhat dull on your desk while you imagine the things that you'll buy as soon as you've sold it. A car. A condo. The Caribbean. A big bunch of girls. Then the diamond, as big as a Civil War cannonball, lights up and sings. It lights up and sings English folk songs from the southern Appalachians. It sings them as sweetly as starlight, and you know in your heart that you'll keep it for as long as you possibly can.
WYXR Stereo Sessions closes this season with the Hot Dog Say What You Mean, a 1973 Ardent Records outlier that fused Beatlesque harmony with Memphis grit. Host Greg Cartwright and Pat Sansone welcome Hot Dogs member Greg Reddy. Enjoy a free cocktail reception beforehand, sponsored by Independent Bank. Show starts September 10th at 6 p.m. at the Memphis Listing Lab. Presented by Mempho, with season support from Memphis Listing Lab, Independent Bank, Crosstown Brewing Company, and Via Productions, and session support from the Hospitality Hub. More info at stereosessions.wyxr.org.
Man, you miss a week and you start hitting all your cues. Take note of that. Here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, do stay tuned for that Stereo Sessions coming up with the Hot Dogs. They are an ardent period band, same as Big Star, who just closed out that set. A remastered version, in case you were wondering why it sounded different. Two in there from the brand new Jimmy Crossways record. How cool to get to say that. Jimmy Crossways, a longtime Memphis artist of all sorts. Sculpture, paint, pen, puppet, prophet, PH baby, prophet, Jimmy Crossways, in a collaboration with Paul Taylor. Inside A Nice Surprise, we heard a couple tracks from there, including the title one. And we're going to hear more, because I am digging that. It's on, just released on Bandcamp, if you're looking for it. Bandcamp.com, Jimmy Crossways. You'll have to go online to see how to spell it. I'm not going to, you know, in the time it said to say that, I'm not going to spell it. In there, we also heard from Lowell Fulson, My First Recordings Collection, You're Gonna Miss Me. That first recording stuff is killer diller. Gonna keep it going in, you know, we got a semi-Memphis vein going here. Pretty much, so let's keep it going with, Johnny Dowd recorded in Memphis with, I don't have it in front of me, but a bunch of Memphis folk. I guess a couple years ago. This is from a disc called Is Heaven Real? How Would I Know? And we're going to hear the track Fire and Dust. Some more from Jimmy and Paul in there. Going to try and slip in a Calvin Newborn jazz track.
Come if you would call. fire, I was blowing dust. It was like getting hit by a bus. There's no return unless you leave.
It's over now.
Born in a city like a woman's purse, cluttered with 100 comforts. Born in a house like a woman's purse, perfumed darkness. Jack grew up hungry. Sitting at a table, he was given a choice between two dishes. On one dish lay a flat game of canasta. On one dish stood a proud bottle of bourbon. Jack made a mistake. He chose the bourbon. His brothers and sisters all chose canasta, and they learned many things. They learned red threes. They learned black twos. They learned to win and lose, to deal and not to deal. But Jack learned nothing. For 23 years, he lived in the bottle, learning nothing. But then one day, a hot summer day, a boy playing war down by the river, the Mississippi, picked up the bottle and he threw it hard against a brick, hoping it would shatter and its flying glass shards would slaughter a few of the frogs who were living down by the river, the Mississippi. Miraculously, Jack survived and was taken in by the frogs, who made him one of them. Jack lived like a frog. He lived like a frog among frogs. He learned to catch flies with a flick of his tongue. He learned to make love like a frog, to hop like a frog, to sing like a frog. Jack sang like a frog for so long and so hard that his voice finally cracked wide open. And then Jack sang like a bird. He sang like a bird until feathers grew, yellow feathers, and then Jack flew across the river and into the trees to join the finches of Arkansas. In Arkansas, he learned four things. He learned dawn, and then noon. He learned twilight. And then midnight. And Jack was happy. But then one day, in a season of autumn, a boy playing war with a BB gun, his name, by the way, was BB King, took aim, squeezed, and a lucky BB cracked Jack's skull as if it were an eggshell. Jack's soul flew out, speeding straight up to Jesus. Jack sang for the Christ. He sang like a bird and he sang like a frog, which amused the Messiah a little bit. So he put Jack in his purse and from time to time would take Jack out to entertain visiting dignitaries. Well, it could have been worse, and this is not the end. Believe me, my friend.
Playing the ground. Support for WYXR comes from Goner Records, presenting Goner Fest 22, taking place September 25th through 28th at Wiseacre Brewery on Broad Avenue and the Overton Park Shell, featuring artists including Lightning Bolt, Witch, Silkworm, Snooper, Robin Hitchcock, and more. Tickets and more info at gonerfest.com.
Nighttime, I go out to see the people. Echoes cool and hurrying on my way. I'm dressing so sweet, all the people to see. They're looking at me, all the people to see. And when I set my eyes on you, you look like a kitty. And when you're in the moon, oh, you look so pretty. Caught a glance in your eyes, fell through the skies. Glance in your eyes, fell through the skies. In your eyes, and fell through the skies.
Support for WYXR comes from Slowdown Cinema Club, presenting Inherent Vice with a special pre-show screening on Friday, September 26th at the Museum of Science and History. Tickets and more information at slowdowndrygoods.com.
Yeah, I forgot to thank the house band here, the Just Leggett Band. You can pick up their record. Where do you guys sell it at? Huh? Oh, yeah. It's at all the local record stores and online. It's called Just Leggett. Appreciate y'all coming in every week. Took a few weeks off. Had Booker T sitting in. Yeah, man, glad to have you. Glad to have you out there in Radio Land, too. And hey now, if you're digging this stuff, you know we got Pledge Drive coming up. But you ain't gotta wait, baby. WYXR.com. Donate now. Don't wait. Anytime. We love your support. Community radio in Memphis, Tennessee. 91.7 FM, WYXR.org. I've been having a great time down here today. It must be because of this new Paul Taylor, Jimmy Crosswaith record I'm playing so much of, we're going to hear more of. What do we hear in that one? Oh yeah, we started that set off with Johnny Dowd. His track Fire and Dust in a duet with Amy Levere. And followed that with Jimmy Crosswaith. And Paul Taylor doing Memphis Jack. And that is, like I said, it's on Bandcamp if you want to pick it up. That one's not in physical form yet, hey, except when it comes out of your speakers. Hey, all right. John Lennon doing Mind Games, the classic. Big star in there with Alex doing a demo for Nighttime. That's from the Keep an Eye on the Sky box set. Uh-oh. What do we got? Oh, yeah. More. Hey, guys. All right. Go ahead. That's cool, huh? Okay, yeah. Yeah. Good idea. We got time for another set here. Zach Ives coming up next with the Idle Hour. It's an all funky Tuesday evening. Each and every Tuesday afternoon and evening. Robert Gordon with the Idle Hour here. Jet lag, baby. Okay, more from Jimmy Crosswaith and Paul Taylor coming up right here with... So I'm hearing all these for the first time, too. I'm digging them. I hope you are. Not all of them. I played a little bit of one. I said, yeah, gotta have it. Gotta have it. The Buddha was a funky man. Next track up. Thank you. Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Sound like I know what I'm doing today. Calvin Newborn there, Memphis' own. From his record, Up City, we heard I'm Nefarious. Make sure that's what he calls it. No. That was Ubiquity. Calvin Newborn, Ubiquity. Oh, heck, I don't know what it was called. Information's not clear. Calvin Newborn, everybody. Calvin Newborn, Finest's brother. B.B. King's early guitarist. On them records that Sam Phillips made. You know, I was meant to bring those. That'd be fun today. Let's see, for that. That funky flute track was Jimmy Crosswaith and Paul Taylor doing The Buddha Was a Funky Man. We're going to go out with another one from that same team, Jimmy Crosswaith and Paul Taylor. C-R-O-S-T-H-W-A-I-T. That's how you spell it if you're looking for it on Bandcamp. And I recommend you look for it. I'm digging it. Digging it! Go out with one more. This is the lyrics are an unfinished poem from Jim Dickinson. Jimmy's reading them and playing washboard. Paul Taylor's doing most everything else. I think that might have been Jim Spake on that flute. I don't know. I'm the DJ. Here we go.
Outside the storm is very obvious. In here, where I live, tonight, there are many strangenesses. Long summers ago are not this winter far enough away. It is not a question of that confusion, all that is in the middle. But back behind the wisteria and over the old lake, and across the bird gray sky of that child. Go inside. It is there, if anywhere.
Better than a box of records, not even a bottle of-